Tech of Sports, high tech and healthy food. This week on the Tech of Sports, we're going to talk about some new food items, high tech and healthy food, here on the Modern Life Network. And Modern Life Network mobile apps are a great way to receive the content on your smart devices from the network. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Also check out apps like TuneIn, Stitcher, and you can get all your favorite Modern Life Podcast Network shows all loaded and ready to go. And the Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at Modern Life Podcast Network.com. Here we are on the Tech of Sports this week. And if you're hungry, you may want to get something to eat, or maybe you're having your lunch, hopefully while you're listening to the Tech of Sports. But we're going to talk about some new high tech and healthy food items as athletes and people in general are really looking for an edge, or to feel better, or to be healthier. So maybe they're seeing a benefit from some of these items. And it's not often that I get food sent to me, or I get to try different foods, but these I've been kind of accumulating. I've seen these or tried these in some form. So Steve, thanks for coming on and playing the bad guy again this week here on the Tech of Sports as we talk about some food.
Well, no problem when you ask me to be on the show. I'm ready to talk some sports, and I looked at the doc and it's food. Guess we'll see where this goes.
Well, the tie-in is there's some technology maybe in this food, and athletes are, as you'll see, as we talk about some of these items, athletes are looking to maximize their abilities and do everything possible to be the best at what they do. And maybe they're going to try some of these food items. The first item is not something that we're going to try as people, but we've talked about a lot of different sports here on the Tech of Sports in 152 episodes, but we've never really talked about it. It is kind of a sport. The people that train the sporting dogs, or the dogs that do the big air jumps, and or dog shows in general. I mean, to some people that is a big sport. So I've actually, and I have a dog, as you know, and the dog we have is a little dachshund. She's been trying out kind of a fresh pet food. It's called Fresh Pet, and it's sold not where your typical dog food is sold at your supermarket. It's in a it might be there, but it's in a refrigerator. It has to be refrigerated. This is a great way, they're saying, to maintain their dog's weight. Don't let them get overweight or obese, and maybe make the dog healthier. It's fresh. It's not processed foods into the pet diet. So exercise plus a proper diet means a great healthy pet, and Fresh Pet is on a mission to improve the lives of dogs, and they make a cat food as well. So the first item, Steve, is Fresh Pet. It's not that cheap. I guess when you look at the little canned dog food, you can get them for 50 cents or 70 cents. This is you get like a tube of this, and you cut off the slices, $10 to $12 for one of these little tubes. It lasts a while. But what's your opinion on, should people feed their dogs kind of upscaled or upgraded food?
It's actually a pretty interesting topic. Any animal has the same requirements in terms of nutrition, and certainly dogs are the same. However, in a lot of ways, I don't think we think of that way, and I am one. My dogs, they get table scraps and whatever's on sale at the supermarket in terms of dog food. I don't know how far they're really going to get with this. I guess people that are very concerned about their animals will be more than willing to pay certainly the premium price. But I guess the other thing, too, would be how big's your dog? I mean, there's some dogs that can eat pounds and pounds of food a day.
Yeah, well, our dog, is a little dachshund, 18-pound, doesn't eat much. So, one of these tubes of this food will last a while. But, yeah, I could see a big dog in a few days, this food could be gone. We mix it in with some other food, so it's not her sole food that she's eating. But again, some dogs are picky and they won't eat certain foods. So, you buy a food and the dog won't eat it. You throw it away because the dog's not going to eat that food. Our dog likes this food, and I could see her kind of being dependent on it. So we may be going, once a month and buying, or a couple times a month and buying these tubes of Fresh Pet. And she likes it. But, like you said, a lot of people will do anything for their pets and their dogs, their dog and cat lovers. So this is not out of the realm of being a very viable product, I think. So people can see more if they go to freshpet.com for more information. It's, as I was pulling some out of the little fridge in the supermarket, other people were standing behind me trying to get some too. And a lot of the times certain flavors of this are sold out, Steve. So it's possibly a pretty viable product.
It's interesting. What I do is just throw my dogs a slice of bologna and they're happy.
And your dogs are probably used to that now. So they don't mind it. And I guess there's worse things you could be feeding the dog. Humans eat the bologna. So why can't the dog?
That's a bunch of bologna.
Well, that's maybe something that you could eat, put on your bologna and eat it. There's a company called Bee Free. And actually, it's based, I think, in California, Steve. These are gluten-free products are what they make. Breads, buns, rolls, wraps, bagels, you name it. Non-GMO, allergen-friendly, vegan approved, low-calorie, high-fiber, low-fat, great nutritional value. No wheat, dairy, eggs, nuts, or soy. Won't disintegrate and won't crack and crumble. If they're not, you know, they don't have any wheat, dairy, eggs, nuts, or soy, kind of wonder what they're made of. And you kind of wonder how they're going to taste, but they're actually pretty good. And the wraps especially, and they're kind of new. They're at public stores around the country, other places as well. So, Steve, the big trend a couple of years ago in sports was a lot of the athletes were going on gluten-free diets. They felt it made them feel more energy, healthier, and this kind of feeds into that. So Bee-Free Foods, anything that you would use bread on or buns, Bee-Free makes it. And have you ever tried a gluten-free product, Steve?
I don't even know what half those terms are. And no, me, I grab whatever it is and I eat it. I don't go by all this stuff. Maybe it's old school. Just give me it how it comes. I don't care about being gluten-free and GMO. And then when I heard about gluten-free beer, I really had to scratch my butt and say, what?
Would you try it or you just avoid it because it is gluten-free?
No, I won't even try it. I mean, beer is beer. When it comes to this product, you know, I'm sure there is a market for it. I'm sure on many...
Well, yeah.
You know, but
there's some people that can't eat, you know, dairy, or they're allergic to those type of things. So this is a you know, a possible product for them.
I guess somebody would definitely have to prove to me that eliminating some of this stuff is really worthwhile. I mean, it's been a part of the diet for millions of years, some of these products, and I've seen no harm, actually.
Well, people are living longer, so you wonder. You know, wonder if it's because of the food we're eating. Are we eating healthier? Are we eating healthier foods? Is that what's being presented to us? So just another option for people looking at exploring the gluten-free lifestyle or looking to try products that maybe that don't have certain things in it. So Bee Free is that company. They would probably be good with that slice of bologna that you're going to be eating later tonight.
See, now we're talking about real food. A big old bologna sandwich or something.
At least upgrade,
right?
To like a piece of roast beef or something, or a nice country ham.
Yeah, probably if I looked at the ingredients of bologna, I'd never eat it.
But a food that a lot of people eat, and you know what? We're recording this the first week in September. Do you know what September 3rd was? Yeah, Steve, I'm sure that was on your calendar.
Yeah, sure it was.
It was International Bacon Day.
Bacon Day. Okay, there's a day for everything in there.
Yeah, it may probably wasn't as big as International Podcast Day, but, you know, bacon deserves a day. But this is maybe going to upset some of the bacon fans out there. A company called Cool Foods, coolfoods.net. They are making a vegetarian bacon bit and vegetarian dips that are made mostly from pinto bean pulses. I don't know what a pinto bean pulse is. I know what a pinto bean is. And they're, again, trying to... promote the healthy lifestyle, a meat-free alternative product lifestyle. And the brand recently made its debut. I have a feeling that you're not going to be running out to find out who's carrying veggie bacon bits. Are you, Steve?
I could care less about it. Why are you calling something that is not bacon, bacon?
That's where you have a little discrepancy there. They call it veggie bacon bits, but there obviously there's no bacon in it or bacon pieces or pieces of pork in it. So it's loosely called veggie bacon bits. I have a feeling that this, it may taste a little bit like bacon, but you wonder how good it is. I have not tried this product.
Rick, bacon is bacon. There is no substitute for bacon.
Nice piece of bacon right off the griddle.
See, now we're talking. However, not trying to be too derogatory, but, you know, there is a place certainly for these kinds of foods for people. I guess sometimes I just have to question then the nomenclature of some of these products.
You know, vegetarians, are vegetarians looking to experience what bacon tastes like? I don't know. But for vegetarians or those looking for the meat-free, to live a meat-free life, here's their option: veggie bacon bits and dips from Cool Food. So try that if you try it, and maybe you'll leave a comment on the show notes on how that was. I have not tried it, but I would try it just to see how it was. And, you know, I don't know if I'd go back and try it again or not, but, oh, they're based in Santa Monica, Steve. So that tells you, you know, it's that they're trying to get that California, you know, meat vegetarian on board with this. Yeah,
that's those LA people that are like that. You know, it's not like us mountain people, but.
Oh, you're rugged and tough up there.
That's right. We work off this fat. That's why we can eat bacon. But
you guys work up there.
Darn right. I mean, you know, we got to chop the wood and do the whole thing. But maybe we shouldn't let any of these distributors let know that we're talking about them, because they're going to go, who is this guy? He's derogatory about every product.
Opinions. We're allowed to have opinions. We're allowed to talk about this stuff. And you know, that's why, you know, I'm willing to give things a chance. It's kind of what I do. And then I write about it or talk about it. You're the devil's advocate. So you can have your point of view. Steve, I think one food you kind of let on a little earlier that you do enjoy is guacamole.
Well, yeah, whether it's just slicing it up and put it on, you know, avocado on some bread, or actually, you know, like Mexican guacamole. I mean, oh, yeah, bring it on. Matter of fact, I have to take a little break. I'm wound up. I'm stressed out from many other things. But so Debbie and I are going over to Morro Bay this weekend, and we're going to the Guacamole and Margarita Festival. So,
wow, that sounds like fun.
I'm going to have a blast with two of our favorite things, avocados and margaritas. It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Probably some different types of guacamole, and maybe you want to mix in a daiquiri with it too.
Well, there won't be any daiquiris. I think they're illegal there in Morro Bay during this, this festival, but I believe they're going to have over 100 different types of guacamole.
That sounds really good. Well, I just want to mention a company called Holy Guacamole. Great, kind of a catchy name, and Holy is spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y. And here in Atlanta, they've been trying to get the word out about their product. They sell a guacamole at grocery stores or different guacamole products. And they've actually been going around Atlanta delivering guacamole on demand to people so they can try it and see what they think of it. And it's a pretty good product. And avocados are good for us. And they contain a lot of potassium. They're loaded with mono non-saturated fatty acids, say that a couple times, and are loaded with fiber. So, you know, the guacamole is a pretty good thing to eat with some chips, and that's a nice little snack.
Yeah, I think guacamole is one of those products that can be used in many different ways, whether it's just kicking back with a beverage and some chips and guacamole, or using it in a, you know, more elaborate dish. Or like I do sometimes, I just peel it and take a knife and just eat it. I mean, it's a very versatile product.
Yeah, there's nothing really better than fresh guacamole when you're sitting there maybe watching a football or a baseball game and just kind of kicking back. It is, you start eating it and you can't stop.
The only problem is it goes black so quick.
Yeah, you got to eat it fresh.
Yep.
Make that fresh guacamole. Make sure you make just the right amount that you're going to eat so you don't waste.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now you're making me hungry. I'm on board with this one.
All right. Well, we'll get two more things here. We'll get you a little hungrier, and then we'll send you off to dinner. Yeah, Steve, last week on Conversation Corner, if people didn't listen to that, we kind of talked about the national anthem controversy and people not standing for the national anthem, including a football player that got a lot of attention. And that's kind of anti-American. And I'm sure your response to this is going to be anti-American. Could you imagine having a Thanksgiving dinner with a vegan whole turkey? Does that interest you, or do you think that should be allowed?
Why not just take a block of tofu and stuff it in your mouth? Why are you calling it a turkey? It's not a turkey. A turkey is an animal. It's a bird.
Was never a living bird. You're right. But there's another company called Vegetarian Plus. They're a long time a division of a long time health innovator, Veggie USA. They make a veggie whole turkey, veggie turkey rolls, veggie ham rolls, And, you know, people use these in different recipes, or they just eat them as a holiday themed product. And that's gourmet vegan entrees. So vegan whole turkey and vegan turkey roll. That's what Deb's making for Thanksgiving this year.
You will see divorce papers in about 2 minutes.
You can also, with that vegan whole turkey, you can get a pound of vegan gravy and vegan stuffing as a side dish as well.
Oh, come on, Rick. This is getting ridiculous. Now, I understand vegetarians need a way to indulge in their food. But, I mean, do they actually shape this into like a turkey with legs and breasts and everything?
Yeah, kind of pan down a little bit in the show notes.
Oh, I see it. You know, it sort of looks like a turkey, but you know what? For a number of years, my daughter-in-law and one of my sons were vegans. And
They're not anymore?
They're not anymore. They finally saw the light that meat is good.
they saw the meat.
They saw the meat. And so when we would barbecue whatever, they would always bring over their turkey burgers, right? And we throw them on the grill. And the first time I ever cooked them, I kept cooking them and cooking them and cooking them. They don't brown up. They didn't even look like a burger. They didn't have any juice. They were just this dry thing on the grill that never did anything. So for me, it was quite different.
Did you tell them to break off a little corner of that turkey burger? I want to try it.
Oh, no. No, I probably had my kielbasa and a beer is probably what I did.
Well, that's what I would prefer as well. But check out Vegetarian Plus if you're into some different entrees for vegetarians or vegans and other people that are looking to be, health conscious and avoid not eating meat. Although I think eating the right amount of meat is health. That's my opinion on there. So that vegan turkey comes topped with a spiced plum and apricot glaze, though. And it only cooks in an hour.
Oh, it actually cooks? That kind of stuff, you just warm up. Or you can eat it cold. It really doesn't matter.
I guess not. I don't know how that works. But so Vegetarian Plus, that's the fifth item we talked about. We have one more. And this is more coming into your speed, Steve. Tailgating goodies, hot dogs, and premium kosher items from a company called Abel's and Heyman, and gluten-free and no fillers, and they're kosher, but this is real meat. So all beef franks, but no nitrates and reduced fat and sodium. Is this something you would give a try to?
Yeah, I think this is, because it's still natural. They're just not influencing the product with other things. And I'm fine with that. I am. I guess I'm just against trying to make things that aren't what they are, as where this is really all beef franks, for example, or corned beef pastrami, whatever, you know, your flavor is. But yeah, I would try this. And to be honest with you, I probably wouldn't know the difference as I would with some of these other products.
Yeah, I think this sounds really good. And the pictures look great. And also in the show notes there, they also give away on the website, and they've given away, you know, some recipes, some things you can do with their products. So I'll post a spicy hot dog recipe in the show notes there as well. And if you're a sriracha fan, this is right up your alley. And then directions for it. These they're making award-winning hot dogs, and you know, they beat out companies like Ballpark and Hebrew National, and just a really flavorful hot dog and flavorful different sausages. Here's your choice, Steve: knockwurst, cocktail frank, salami, corned beef, pastrami, all certified kosher, and they have they're in different stores and available Costco and BJ's. So are some of their big outlets. So so check that out. That's tailgating, Steve, for your next NFL game.
Well, probably not after the article you posted yesterday on the expense of NFL stadiums.
Yeah,
wow.
The article. People can check out Modern Life Discussions for that. And it breaks down the cost of two people basically going to an NFL game this season. It's never been higher than it is, and it just kind of tells which stadiums are the highest price for certain things, which stadiums are the lowest price. It's all expensive. I mean, it's entertainment, but the one that blew me away, it's $75 just to park at the stadium there in Dallas, Jerry World.
Just insane, Rick, that, well, and we know why. I mean, certainly it's all about money, but, you know, I guess we got to pay these insane salaries somehow.
Huh? And pay for these brand new big stadiums they're building as well. It's, you know, everything you do has got a major cost to it. The NFL, they think that they're infallible, and they can, you know, charge whatever they want. People are are going to pay it. Now, I think there is a law of diminishing returns. There is a dividing line there where even people that love going to games will say it's not worth it, and they'll sit home and watch it on their big screen or plasma and enjoy it maybe even more.
Yeah, I have to agree because, you know, to be honest with you, just sitting at third tier at the top row trying to watch a game, to me, isn't that exciting, you know, unless you can get down closer to the action. But for the majority of people, who in the heck can afford that?
You've been in that third deck in San Diego before, haven't you?
I was, and I wish I had had my binoculars just so I could see 10 rows in front of me.
You wish you would have had a vegan turkey there to snack on, too?
No, I would have had a bacon sandwich.
A veggie bacon bit sandwich or just a regular bacon?
It would have been real bacon with avocado.
At least you got to include that avocado and guacamole in there. Got
to sum it up somehow.
Great stuff going on. Steve, you want to say, I know this is September, it's International Podcast Day month. I ordered a mug today. You want to say a few words about kind of where International Podcast Day is going and what people can do this month?
Yeah, and I saw your tweet, and I appreciate the purchase of an International Podcast Day mug. And time is running quick, and I've got a lot to do. But September 30th is International Podcast Day, and it's a day of celebration, a day of promotion, a day of learning, and a day of getting new listeners into the space of podcasting so we can run AM and FM radio out of town. But it's coming up soon. You can find more information over at internationalpodcastday.com. And we'll be doing a around the world 30 hours of live streaming of content regarding podcasting.
Yeah, happy to give the plug to International Podcast Day here on a podcast. The one question, Steve, I want to ask, and this is haven't asked you this before. International Podcast Day is growing. Is it kind of growing out of, you know, the honoring and talking about the pioneers of podcasting, and is most of the focus on new people that are new to podcasting and attracting new people to the platform?
Yes, absolutely. And as this grows and International Podcast Day grows, there's an underlying theme, you might say, of what we're trying to accomplish. And that is to bring in new podcasters into the space and to educate people that have never heard of a podcast, what it is, and how to start listening to great information and content on topics that you have a great interest in, but you can't find it anywhere else. You're not going to find it. You're not going to find certain things on TV and radio that you have a deep passion in. Those come through the form of podcasts.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the lead up. I know it's a lot of work for you. So one thing at a time, and it'll be another successful International Podcast Day. Go to internationalpodcastday.com for more information and a way of helping here at the studio, the Modern Life Podcast Network, which is a big proponent and plays a big part in International Podcast Day, is to do your shopping on Amazon using the affiliate link at Modern Life. podcastnetwork.com/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs. No extra cost to you. Help support the network and the shows that we bring you. So Steve, have a great night. Have a great, I know you're looking forward to your weekend away there. That sounds like fun. Hope you post some pictures and especially some guacamole pictures. I'll be interested to see. And thanks for playing back and forth on the Tech of Sports this week.
Yeah, no problem. It's always a pleasure, Rick. And I doubt I post pictures of food on social media.
Yeah, but why won't you do that? Dave and I are wondering why you don't do that.
No, it's just because I don't like other people that do it. I don't care what people had for dinner. But if you're going to show me a margarita, that's cool.
You like the frozen ones or the ones kind of that are just got the ice in it?
I like blended. But I really like the Cadillacs that you put a little Grand Marnier in them. Oh, baby. Life is good after that.
Makes for a good weekend.
It does, even though we went through absolute chaos trying to find a place to stay. All RV parks were full. And because we're so late, the cheapest room I could find was $300 a night.
That's like a mid or low level hotel during CES in Vegas.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
without that 170,000 of your favorite friends, but I'm sure they'll still get a pretty good turnout there.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm looking forward to it. And if it does suck, well, I won't be back next year.
It's always good to try something new. So, and if people want to try some different types of new foods, and especially for those in sports and athletes, check out the show notes on the Modern Life Podcast Network for this show, Tech of Sports, High Tech Food. Steve, thanks for coming on. Thanks for all you do. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Rick. Take care.
Bye. want to let listeners know that the Modern Life Network has many other shows. Be of interest to you, go to the Modern Life Podcast Network.com. Check out all the shows that are available. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports this week, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.